So at this time of year in early June, what's happening with the loons and what are you seeing?
Well, in a typical year, loons are all sitting on nests, or almost all of them are sitting on nests. It's hard to bring off a nest to produce chicks. To hatch the eggs, you have to sit on the eggs for 28 days, and the male and the female share that responsibility equally. But it's a challenge because lots of egg predators are out there, especially raccoons who are trying to get your eggs. Raccoons, fishers, foxes, a variety of different things. You have to just hope that you've picked a good nest site.
You being the loon.
You being the loon, yes. And if the loons have selected a good site, then in 28 days they'll hatch the chicks.
And so what are you seeing this year in terms of how the loons are doing on their nests? It's not going well for all of them.
No, they're struggling this year. In many years we see that the black flies, just as humans are terrorized by mosquitoes, loons have their own species of black fly that specializes on attacking loons and only loons, and they do so very effectively, and they swarm the loons and cover their heads, and sometimes there are hundreds, thousands of them can be on a loon when it's trying to incubate, and it's just absolute misery. And sometimes they just can't tolerate it, and they abandon the eggs. And this year, there's been a huge rate, a very high rate of abandonment. In a typical year, we get anywhere from 5% to 30% of first nests get abandoned because they occur at a time when the black flies are very high levels or very abundant. And this year, it's been about 70%. So it's been the highest year in the 22 years that I've been following them. And so we've gone to lake after lake where we see abandoned nests. So it's been a devastating impact on the loons this year.
Wow, and so they've laid their eggs, but they just leave them because they can't tolerate the black flies.
That's right. The black flies are just too much for them. And now they do re-nest. In most cases, most of these pairs will re-nest. And so in between a week and 2 weeks, they will lay eggs again, maybe even at the same site that they did before, and perhaps they'll hatch successfully. But this sets them back. It means the chicks are going to hatch later, and that somewhat reduces the likelihood of the chicks surviving. It also means that they've spent their first attempt at a nest by, losing it to black flies, and so it reduces the overall chance of them raising and fledging chicks.
And is there a real chance of them successfully hatching a second nest if the black flies?
They're really bad for about a week to 10 days in most years. And this year, it may have even been a narrower window of time when the flies were bad, but they were so bad during that period of time that they were just intolerable to the loons, and they occurred at the worst possible time, which is just within a week of most pairs laying eggs for their first effort of the year. And so they really have had a huge impact on loons trying to reproduce.
And so you mentioned that they probably will try again to build nests, these ones that have abandoned their first attempt. Are you worried about the loons?
I'm worried about them in the sense that, I mean, I always have a long-term worry about the loons. It's amazing to me, having studied them for so long, all of the problems they have to face and have to overcome here in northern Wisconsin. And of course, they have the usual natural predators and raccoons and eagles that can take the adults and take the chicks and take the eggs too. And of course, they also have lots of humans to deal with. And many humans, of course, are a positive for the loons because they love the loons and they keep people away from the nests. But at the same time, loons often get caught on fishing lines and they get tangled and they swallow lead sinkers and die from that. But the black fly, in the grand scheme of things, the impact that black flies have had this year probably is a drop in the bucket. I mean, loons will bounce back, and loons are pretty resilient. They're quite tame. They've gotten used to humans, and so their populations are actually slightly on the rise.
This is just one more factor that's kind of hindering them.
Yeah, I mean,
one more obstacle.
Yeah, I mean, it's going to hurt their reproductive success this year. I'm sure the number of chicks they produce this year will be down as a result of these black flies, and down much more than it's ever been on my watch from this particular problem from the black flies.
Well, thank you so much for the update.
Sure. Nice to talk to you.